Welcome, everyone, to the Revenue Cycle Truth Podcast. My name is Josh Vierling, and our goal on this podcast is to share engaging revenue cycle insights and content from some of the leading experts. So today I'm excited because we're going to be talking about medical necessity denials and CDI. Medical necessity denials are a growing problem, and hospital executives that ignore this are going to be writing off a lot of money. So I'm super excited to be joined by Glenn Krause. Glenn has 27 years of revenue cycle and CDI experience and has worked for some major hospital systems. Glenn has been on the podcast before, but I saw he recently posted something about medical necessities and denials and CDI, so I wanted to have him on again. So thanks for joining us, Glenn.
Oh, thank you very much, Josh.
Absolutely. So let's start from a high level, and I'd like to talk about the link between medical necessity denials and CDI and just get your feedback on that.
Great question. The link really is insufficient or poor documentation. So when we talk about insufficient or poor, it means not physicians not communicating the complexity of their patient and the history of present illness and provisional diagnosis and the assessment and creating a great patient story. Doesn't have to be long. It doesn't have to be detailed. It just needs to be succinct on behalf of the patient. To the extent anybody outside case managers, you are case managers on the other side and the payer side reviewing their information, they see a sick patient and they also equate it to clinical information, clinical facts, and also provisional diagnosis. So the biggest reason really is we're not focused on developing a strong patient story working with physicians. We're focused primarily on reimbursement without looking at the entire picture of the revenue cycle.
So I love that. That's an interesting perspective. I really like that. The strong patient story is right. Missing. That's kind of the first time I've heard that kind of talked about, but that makes total sense. You're right. The protocol is reimbursement, but when you kind of focus on a strong patient story, it becomes a lot more interesting and it helps with these medical necessity denials that I see are just growing more and more.
Oh, I just reviewed 46 yesterday from a hospital and I agreed with 42 of them.
Wow. Yeah, it's going to be a major problem. So, I mean, CFO, Revenue Cycle Executive, PFS, you guys are going to be in for a world of hurt if you're not up on this. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. So CDI has been around for a while. You know, I've heard people talk about it for a while. People have been involved with it for a while. But why are denials still a problem given that CDI has been around? Is it just not that good or what's your take on this?
Well, I think to answer your question in a succinct fashion, improving communication in the patient record, working with physicians to tell the patient story on behalf of the patient and helping the case managers and you are ensure the right level of care, we are not focusing on the right thing of improving that patient story. We're focused on one thing, primarily CC, MCC capture rate. And unfortunately, I don't see CDI changing that much. I see a little bit of change, but that's why I'm adamant that CDI needs to transform itself because we're focusing on documentation only of the diagnosis, not the actual patient story. So when CDI says they help tell the patient story, they help tell the patient story with a diagnosis, but not the supporting information around it. And that leads the outside reviewers, payers, ammunition to deny.
Very interesting. So kind of reading between the lines here, what I kind of hear you saying indirectly is just CDI hasn't evolved with the times, the denials, the reasons. It just hasn't seemed to evolve. Is that an accurate assessment?
That's a very accurate assessment, and I'm just going to be brief. Why it hasn't evolved? Because we're measuring success based on key performance indicators that have no relevance or correlation with the quality of documentation beyond diagnoses. If we're looking at key KPIs of number of queries left, number of queries responded to, 30% query rate, agreement rate, disagreement rate, congruence with the coding final assignment, that has no bearing whatsoever on the quality of the patient's story. We just don't have time to focus on documentation improvement or integrity when we're measured on outcomes or task-based activities that leave no time to work with physicians.
Yep. Well said. Yep. That makes total sense. And just, one final question, because you're going to be coming to our online denial summit, so we can get into this a lot more. But I'm just wondering. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm wondering, just from your perspective, and I know you look at it maybe a little different perspective, why are I'm seeing them go up? Why are medical necessity denials going up? Just a general question. I'm just curious, what's your opinion on it? Or do you agree with that, disagree with that, or what?
Oh, absolutely. If you look at the 2018 Medicare Supplemental Data Report, part of the CERT contract report, 87% of improper payments, 5.1%, 4.3% of improper payments of $5 billion was 87% of that was related to insufficient documentation and medical necessity. So the reality is, if we're not focusing on improving the patient's story, beginning with the ER, H&P, progress notes, discharge summary, continually telling and retelling the patient's story, we're going to continue to get more denials. We're getting more diagnoses, we're getting more denials. And I always say, what is the value to CFOs of securing diagnosis if you don't get paid for them based on clinical validation, or you don't get paid for the service? So we got to take a hard look at those KPIs. Otherwise, we're never going to change, we're never going to transform, we're never going to move in the right direction.
Very good. Yeah, that's a great kind of ending to this. Well, man, that was great, Glenn. I appreciate it. I'm so excited you're going to be at the online denial summit. It's going to be awesome, and I really appreciate you joining this podcast.
Well, thank you.
And no worries. Thanks a lot for this great information. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yep.